Now, this story, this next story, you could say has been about 20 years of coming. You'll remember 20 years ago in 2007, Tralee Town Council sparked controversy at the time by blocking Marks and Spencers from opening a planned outlet at Manor West Retail Park. 20 years on, and M&S is coming to Tralee, coming in the form, though, of a partnership with the fuel and food retailer Apple Green, and it's part of a widespread programme across the country where they plan to open 20 new M&S food stores this year as part of a major expansion of its partnership with Marks and Spencer. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail, what it's going to look like and how it's going to work, is Mark Ryan, head of M&S for Apple Green. Mark, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. Can you tell me first of all about the size of the operation here and what this whole deal looks like from your point of view?
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks very much for the opportunity to chat here. We're delighted just to get this store open in Tralee. It's our first M&S Apple Green that we've opened in Kerry. So this is a joint partnership that we have with M&S, and this is our 37th store across the country. We have plans, as you said, for a lot more stores. And really, it's similar to a model that they run in the UK at the moment, and we're bringing it to Ireland over the last 4 years. We range approximately 400 products across the whole store, from sandwiches to flours to ready meals, fruit, chocolate, savouries and cookies. And I suppose it gives an opportunity that we're spreading, or give an opportunity that people have more access to M&S products that maybe they might have had to travel for before. So as you can see, we put a large investment. Anyone who's been to the site will see that we put a large investment into the site itself, wanting obviously to keep what was important to us from Apple Green, but also to give a good range of the high selling products or important lines that come from M&S as well.
Mark, are you increasing the footprint of any of your store size in relation to this to accommodate the new products?
Generally, we don't. We have a kind of a certain footprint that we have. So it was more so that we make better use of it. So we totally redesigned the stores. So a lot of these stores would have been there for many years. We just make better use of that space. And what we do is we try to keep what was very important to us. So we have that good mix of the Apple Green products that we've always had in there, and then try to fit in as much as we can. So we'd have extra shelving, extra refrigeration that we wouldn't necessarily have had before. We're trying to get balance right of having top line products that we feel would be good sellers from M&S, but also keeping the ones that have always worked within each of those stores as well.
Yeah, and obviously this partnership is M&S expanding its own footprint in the country, getting its products out there through your network of stores.
Yeah, as I said, it's a joint partnership. So we kind of, they've had a number of stores within the country. I know they have one not too far down the road from me in Killarney. But it can be a lot more difficult for a main chain store the size of those to expand. So for us, this was seen as a really good partnership to be able to give customers kind of, you know, that grab and go food on the move or food for later in terms of ready meals, all that kind of stuff, just a lot more accessible and easy access for customers to do their shop, I suppose, with, you know, might be a little bit of time pressure not being able to go into a supermarket every day.
Yeah, you're operating 41 across the country. You've got over 200 locations in Ireland. Plans to expand 60 outlets in the medium term. Any more of them in Kerry, do you know at this stage?
It really depends. We have looked at a couple of other sites. We probably wouldn't be as have as many sites in Kerry as maybe other parts of the countries, but we certainly do. We've sites in Killarney, we've in Listowel as well. But we'll be looking at all those to see how they perform. So I suppose Tralee for us was the first venture in there. We'll see how that performs, and if that performs well, we'll certainly look at other sites down there too, yeah.
I guess, does it depend, I suppose, on how it all goes, what the uptake is from people and how much business it generates?
It really is, I suppose, to a certain extent, but also where the appetite is for it. And, you know, that's fairly central where we are in Tralee. So, you know, we wouldn't look at potentially another site in Tralee because people will travel there, but we might look at other towns where we have sites already. And so it's kind of a moving beast. As you said, we've 60 at least planned over the next 2 years. But, I mean, the opportunities are endless. We could do a lot more than that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you're also planning to expand your EV charging network. Is that a reflection of the increase in electric car sales or being available to take that market when it comes online?
Yeah, I suppose it's probably not my ear within the business, but it's definitely a strategy that we've had over the last while. You would have seen probably car sales in electric probably plateau for a little while, but I think you've seen now that it's certainly taken an increase again over the last year or two. And that's always been a strategy for ours to, you know, have that alternative there for people. The more and more people are getting EV cars, we want to be able to be the location for them to go to. And it links in well with, you know, if you're spending a bit of time charging your car, that you can go in, use one of our food offers, or, you know, shop in M&S. So all those things can link together so you can make the best use of your time when you're on a forecourt.
Okay, all right, Mark. Well, listen, thanks for telling us about it this morning. Up and running in Tralee, more plans to expand in the future. That's Mark Ryan there from Apple Green.